The power of meditation.
Imagination, meditation, contemplation, realization, a high vibration, transformation, communication, celebration, stimulation, and dedication.
Meditation forms a most important part of our work in becoming a magnet to money, success, joy, and peace of mind. The power of meditation is the power of being present in the silence, here and now. Now, because the purpose of this book, part one, is to help you attract wealth, I'm not going to go too deeply into the power of meditation right here, because I have discussed it in much more depth in part two, The Sea of Unlimited Consciousness. However, this important topic must be added to some degree in part one, as the power of meditation is often overlooked. If we wish to truly connect with our higher self and not get into thinking it is our own mind that is creating or attracting what we want, then this chapter on meditation will help assist you. This chapter will help those who have never meditated before and will remind those who do meditate its awesome power. When we meditate, we are consciously connecting in the silence to our higher power, to the divine presence. Although there are many ways taught to achieve silence and meditation, I'm going to share with you some ideas that will meet your needs very nicely indeed for now. Okay, so first of all, create your own space where you will meditate. Clean this area really, really well, as this will release old energies, because when we meditate, it is best to have clean energy. Buy a brand new meditation mat on which to sit. Light a beautiful candle, as you can use the candle flame to focus your attention. We have some magnet to money candles that are absolutely exquisite, and they hold a lot of energy with their beautiful, beautiful vibration. If you want to find out how to get them, just go to musivation.com. Anyway, a candle does bring in good energy into your space, as does traditional incense. You know, have some flowers or some kind of lush green plant. That's also good. If you do not live alone, ask your roommate or partner to please respect that this is your special place. Of course, to actually sit outdoors on the earth is always clean. Against a tree is great and wonderful, but always designate a special place where you live to meditate in your home and meditate alone. Do not meditate in bed, as you will add too much energy to your bed and may find it difficult to sleep, as meditation gives us so much energy. Meditation is not meant to make you sleepy. It is a very focused practice. Visualization exercises, as mentioned earlier, are okay to do in bed, as you can then flow into a positive sleep filled with pictures that you can take into your dream time. Once you have your meditation space prepared and cleaned, sit down on your mat, lotus style if you can. Sit up straight, arms out to your sides, and breathe in through your nose deeply. Hold it, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Keep doing this until you feel peaceful. If it is way too uncomfortable for you to sit down on a mat for whatever reason, I suggest you just get yourself your own special chair and make sure that you sit up straight in this chair with your legs not crossed, your arms to your side, and just comfortably sit there, but your back, your spine must be straight. Now, as you are sitting quietly, place your attention centered somewhere between the eyes and just a little above, and take some word that is powerful to you. You will know it when you try some words out. Love, bliss, God, spirit, beauty, and ponder the word you choose. Some of my mantras are, I love God. I love God. I am one with God. God's grace is flowing through me. I am a clear instrument for God's grace. However, if you only want to use one power word rather than a whole mantra, if that suits you better, do it. That's fine. Whatever works. Because these words that we're going to be speaking, they are just to get us into a higher state of mind to prepare us to be still in the meditation. You do not have to be religious to do this. This is about focus and connection, and meditation practices will strengthen your mind. As you are sitting and focused on your power word, love, heart, etc., your thoughts will wander off at first. When this happens, just gently refocus your mind back to the same mantra or word. Feel no impatience with yourself or frustration. No matter how many times your mind wanders, bring it back to that one word. Love, heart, divine presence. If you do this simple method, eventually you will find that outside intruding thoughts will cease and you will be able to sit quietly in a peaceful state. It may take days or it may take months to acquire this steadiness of mind, but it will come if you have patience and are consistent. And don't worry if it doesn't feel like it's working. Just having the intention to consciously connect with your divine presence does work. It does make a difference. Even if you feel like it's not working, it still works. At first, don't attempt to remain quiet for more than 5 minutes or so, unless you feel like it. After a couple of weeks, meditate for 10 minutes and so on, until you can sit comfortably for much longer periods. We are doing this to have a conscious realization of our unity with spirit, or to make contact with God. We are not attempting to see light or to have experiences. If they do come, just refocus the mind. As if we become too fascinated with these experiences, we could lose sight of the original intention and make way too much of them. Keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple and spiritual. And remember to smile as we wish to bring a happy vibration to our meditation time. I call smiling my happy meditation. After we have had a few minutes of meditation and have achieved that feeling of peace, joy, unity with the universe, give thanks, get up and go about your day. It is recommended that you do this 3 or 4 times a day. First thing in the morning, lunchtime, noon is best, and then at night. Best when the sun is setting. This is a powerful time when we connect with God's presence, as then there are, you know, so many different dimensions that are opened up at that particular sunrise as well. Sunrise and sunset is a powerful time. And then again at midnight or just before you're going to go to bed. When we first begin this practice, perhaps just meditate for 5 minutes, 3 times a day. Or for some, perhaps just having the intention to connect with your soul for 2, 3 minutes, say 4 or 5 times a day will help. This will be an enormously powerful, great start. Why? Ultimately, meditating 3 or 4 times a day, even if for just a few minutes each time, will bring us to a place where we will be focused and unified with the intention to be one with our divine presence. And this will go forward with us all day. And it will go into our asleep and dream time. Whether asleep or awake, it will end up being with us all the time. Now, even if you are agnostic, look at meditation as physicians do. It has been well documented that people who meditate regularly have low blood pressure and are generally healthier, happier human beings. So do it, even if the word God is not your thing. Put a smile on your face as you sit down to meditate, as this does help your mind find peace. Do whatever you can to put yourself into a happy mindset before you sit down. Hey, what a great idea! Listen to our laughing meditation CD. As mentioned, this chapter is just a simple explanation, a simple way of learning to practice meditation. Before we truly experience real silence, we are all only practicing meditation. But every time we do this, we do raise our consciousness, even if we do not realize it. In time, we will feel better and clearer and definitely less clogged or stressed, and things will start coming into our lives, really wonderful experiences. It is not to be taken in an overly serious tone. Focused, yes, but not so serious. One of my favorite playwrights, Oscar Wilde, said, "Life is too serious to be taken seriously. So, my friends, please lighten up, smile. Focus your attention and feel happiness and gratitude. This way, it is a simple and easy way to begin to practice, but do not underestimate its power. And if you do not at first feel any connection, as I said before, or peace of mind, that's okay. Just having the intention to consciously connect and feel the divine presence will eventually create in you peace, joy, and everything good will begin flowing your way. Why? Because at least for a few minutes a day, you have chosen to get out of the way and let the divine presence in. As you delve into longer meditations and find a way that suits you best, and there are many different ways to learn meditation, your life and physical well-being will radically change for the better. Oh yes, it will. And if you are interested in delving more into consciousness and meditation, you will definitely adore part two of this book, The Sea of Unlimited Consciousness. Now, for those who do not yet wish to practice meditation, here's a suggestion. Sit down, close your eyes, and just be still. Say to yourself, "I am grateful for this moment and this moment and this moment." Guess what? In focusing on just three moments, one after the other, you are actually practicing meditation. So remember to smile and breathe. It's all good. And remember, life is magical and you are magical. Oh yes, you are.